podcast for April 17th. I'm Andrew.
I'm Naz, and we're broadcasting live outside.
Yeah, it's finally nice enough to be outdoors.
That it is. Though, you know, this weekend is apparently supposed to be a little rainy. But that's okay. I'll trade that over snow.
Warm and rainy
this past
is
weekend.
A lot better than cold and rainy, I gotta say.
Yeah. So what's going on?
So, well, I'm just really glad we're able to be outdoors.
Winter, and early spring.
Yeah.
If anything.
Yeah, I think now that we can hopefully consistently be outdoors, we'll start to see the city come to life again. It always seems to around this time of year.
I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was saying there's always that moment when the ladies start wearing sunglasses.
Yeah.
That makes him so happy. And, you know, and, like, you start seeing flip-flops and, like, you know...
Well, just the idea of not having to wear a coat.
I know, a coat and bundling up and all that, you know?
That's definitely a plus.
There's something to that, so...
Yeah.
But we're broadcasting live from sunny Ravenswood.
Yeah.
Which has been in the news a bit lately. I noticed the Wachowski brothers are just up the street here.
They're on Ravenswood. It's not really... It's Ravenswood Avenue. It's not Ravenswood, the neighborhood. It's all the way
right,
up.
Right, it's just, yeah.
It's up north of Bryn Mawr, though.
Yeah. I've been up there. It's kind of a dead-end, closed-up area over there, too.
Somewhat. He's just like a block south of
Fireside.
I think it's on the east side.
It's on the east side?
Yeah,
okay.
It's just south of the Fireside restaurant,
mm-hmm.
Which is a nice little place. It's right across from Rosewood Cemetery.
Rose Hill,
excuse me, yeah. And it should be interesting. We'll have to see if they have an open house or anything. They've been very hush hush about it.
I know, that's the first time I'd heard of it. But I mean, like Ravenswood these days, just up and down
there's a lot
the
going on.
Street, there's a lot of, you know, Skinny Corp is over here in Thedless, and a lot of design studios I work with mm-hmm. up here. You're obviously up here, and everyone else, and it's interesting.
It is.
And you know, we have Spaka up here, and now the new O'Shaughnessy's.
O'Shaughnessy's, a new Irish pub. And that'll be sort of conference room O, I think.
I know, this is almost like it's almost like the slip is blowing up in some kind of odd
sort
way.
Of, yeah.
So
what do you got going on this week?
This week on Thursday.
Tonight? Yeah.
Tonight we have the Smokeout at Juicy Wine. Juicy Wine, which is a wine cheese bar in what would you call that little pocket?
That's kind of a no man's land. It's on Milwaukee, just south of Chicago Avenue.
It's kind of that Ogden, Milwaukee, Chicago pocket, and Smoke, which is the Smoke Barbecue up on Irving Park, south of Irving. On Kedzie? Pulaski.
Pulaski.
And they're teaming up together, and they're having a wine tasting and barbecue deal
cool.
tonight at from 7 to 9. It's $25, which I think is actually a pretty good deal for some wine and some queue.
That is.
Some quality queue.
I would say so.
The Juicy Wine is a great little space, so I think it'd be worth it to come on out.
Sure.
So.
Cool.
Also that night is after that, you can head over to the Liars Club.
Okay.
For a night of mayhem.
Nice.
Where the Bomb Squad DJs are celebrating their first year anniversary of collaboration.
Cool.
So instead of, you know, theater and dance, you get to actually really dance.
Nice.
So, party on.
Cool, and that's one of the more interesting clubs in town.
It is. It's kind of a small little pocket out of nowhere.
Yeah, you know? Sort of a weird combination of like hard rock bar and dance club.
I do like Liars.
It's cool.
What do you got? Anything on Thursday?
You know, I don't have anything until Saturday.
Okay.
On
Friday.
Yeah.
Saul Williams, who, for those not familiar with him, just released an album called "The Inevitable Lies of." Niggy Tardus, which he released electronically only.
All right.
After confiding and collaborating with Trent Reznor, who persuaded him to release it online for only $5.
Wow.
And he's doing his kind of hip hop poet thing down at Martyrs on Lincoln. So
cool.
That's $16. It's Actually, don't know what time it is.
That's all right.
I'm sure it's probably like 7 or 8 or 9.
Go to slow down and you'll find
it. Go to slow down and you'll find it.
Yeah.
But, and there's a bunch of other things on Friday, but, you know.
Yeah.
The usual thing. All right. Moving on to Saturday.
Saturday night's a Schadenfreude rent party.
Ah, yes, it is.
It's at 9 p.m. at the Gallery Cafe in Bucktown.
Cool.
Team, in addition to Schadenfreude, Team Submarine, Impress These Apes, the legendary Jimmy Corain, Mike and Dwayne, and something called 80s Clown, that apparently is an actual clown.
80s Clown.
An actual clown of the 1980s era. I don't know what that means,
that
but it's there.
Quite interesting.
They're all going to be performing. It's pretty affordable. They've got food and drink specials.
Do it.
It's worth going to. What do you got on Saturday?
Saturday is the American Institute of Wine and Food are having a tour of Chinatown.
Chinatown, cool.
Chinatown Eats and Drinks with Calvin So of Shanghai Terrace.
Right.
And it starts in the square at 2084 South Archer. It's $50 for members and $65 for non-members, so expect a gluttony of good Chinese food and some wines to pair it with.
They'll definitely make that $50 or $65 worth your while. So
check it out.
Don't be afraid.
Also, that night is at Quimby's is a night of zine readings.
Right.
With a bunch of readings from the zines Hot Food, Panic Attack, and Milk Milk Lemonade, as well as lyrics from local band I Attack. It's free. It's 7 p.m.
It's Quimby's on North Avenue.
You know, if you're into that thing, do it.
Cool.
A bunch of other things going on Saturday. Check it out.
Yeah. Sunday, I'm sort of surprised I'm doing this and not you, but the Rock and Ride Earth Day Benefit Concert. It's benefiting the Chicago Bike Federation. It's at Double Door at 8 p.m. It's only $10, and $8 if you're a member of the CBF. Really worthwhile. Bunch of bands. Lots of Earth Day kind of crap. No, just kidding. It'll be a lot of fun. worth checking out. What do you got on Sunday?
On Sunday, the whole reason I'm not doing that is because the cycling team that we co-sponsor, Half Acre, is having a fundraiser and party at the Black Lock.
Our hangout, too.
It's our hangout, too. It's free. It starts at 4 p.m. in the back, and we've got them booked for a showing of the recent Hell of the North Bicycle Days, Paris-Roubaix. This is probably the second most famous race aside from the Tour de France.
Okay.
So they're having, we've got it on cable in the back. Versus is showing it. Starts at 4. Half Acre will be giving out a bunch of swag, and we may be giving out some swag too.
All right.
So come on out.
Cool. So on Wednesday, there's a fairly cool event that's completely free. Next Wednesday, the 23rd. It's Earth Night at the Fulton Market.
Oh, sweet.
From 5 to 8 p.m. All over the area, the whole Fulton Market district. There are going to be, the shops are going to have lots of eco-smart fashion, art, furniture, other type of stuff on display, kind of featured. And there's going to be a group of artists creating a sculpture from trash and other detritus that they collect from the stores in the area. So it sounds really cool.
Whoa.
The wind's really picked up. I think it's worth coming out and checking out.
Definitely.
So check that
Do
out.
Do it.
And one programming note that we'll pick up on next week as well. On next Friday, it's our GB get-together, our monthly get-together, which is also at the Black Rock. It's 9 p.m. on Friday, the 25th.
Wow, that was
quick. It came right up, So that's pretty much it for us for this week.
Short,
hope you're
but
enjoying
sweet.
The nice weather this week, and hopefully we continue to enjoy it
Indeed.
For the next
We'd rather be outside than podcasting. So.
Yeah, so we are.
Catch you later.